Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Davis is here. Ken's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's our resident historian in the Brain Trust and has been now for a long time. He's the author of the whole Don't Know Much About series, like the first one, Don't Know Much About History, which is a classic, and all the others in that series. Also, More Deadly Than War is his most recent book about the Spanish influenza and a number of others. But he's got a brand new book out that we're going to help him launch today, Strong Man, The Rise of Five Dictators and the Fall of Democracy. This is a history story, folks, and it's also a cautionary tale, I think. Ken Davis, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. It is always a great pleasure to be with you, and this is indeed a cautionary tale.
It sure is. Now, I'm a dangerous historian, not a professional like you. I know about these guys that you report on, to you know, having studied them and followed some of their careers, right, in my life, and so. But when you talk about the fall of democracy, tell us why you couched it that way. I understand about the rise of the strong men. That's happening even right now, like in China, but in Russia. But what about the fall of democracy? Tell us about that.
Well, there are two stories that do go together, Jim. Of course, just to be brief, the book recounts the rise to power of five of the most deadly dictators of the 20th century: Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, and Saddam Hussein. How they came to power, how they took their countries down such deadly paths. But the other part of that is the fall of democracy. We like to we hear this motto of the Washington Post, and you know, it's a very good piece of PR, that democracy dies in darkness. Mm-hmm. But one of the things this history shows is that democracy often dies in broad daylight, mm-hmm. Decapitated in broad daylight while thousands cheer. And that's part of the story as well. And so this is absolutely meant as a cautionary tale, but it's also a story about real people doing real things. And this is, I believe, evidence that, you know, evil exists in this very troubled world. And if we want to say, oh, he was a monster, he was inhuman, that's one thing. But these men were real, and they destroyed millions of lives, tens of millions of lives. So the story about how what we have to do to protect democracy, if we care, is part of this story as well.
And don't we need... And the reason why I ask the question is because when I think of Mao, they didn't have democracy when Mao came into power. I guess they did it kind of in Italy, but they didn't have democracy in Russia when Stalin came along. So don't we need to define democracy? Because democracy looks different around the world. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. Democracy looks different around the world, but I'm going to say, there was a brief moment in both Russia and in China where there was a newborn republic in both of those countries.
Would Chiang Kai-shek qualify as part of that democracy in China?
No. Before Chiang Kai-shek, there was a Chinese republic headed by Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
That's right.
Who preceded Chiang Kai-shek.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So the Chinese emperor, a six-year-old child, abdicates. And there is a Chinese Republic for a brief moment. In Russia, the Tsar was, of course, overthrown, eventually his family murdered. But there was a Russian Republic. There had been a Russian legislature for a brief time. So in those two cases, yes, democracy died before it really got a chance to take root. But let's go back and look at the two most notorious, perhaps, cases, and that's Mussolini and Hitler. Mm-hmm. Both were men who came to power in constitutional democracies.
Right. Italy they were voted in, weren't they?
Well, Mussolini was certainly voted in. He was a member of the legislature in the Italian government when he was called by the king, a constitutional monarch, to become prime minister. Hitler is not elected, but his party is in second or third place in the German parliament, which was known as the Reichstag. And because there's chaos and nobody can form a government, he is asked to become the chancellor, equivalent of the prime minister. So both of these men were invited into power in democracies. They were both thought to be kind of foolish, weak men who could be controlled by others. And that was, of course, a tremendously fatal mistake. Mm-hmm. Within a short period of time in both Italy and Germany, constitutional democracies were killed, and one party, totalitarian states, fascism and Nazism, had taken over, of course, with such murderous results for the world.
And a desire to expand their reach, especially in Hitler's case. One of the things that was interesting to me is to study about the fact that as ugly, evil, and hateful as Hitler was, and his name is now, you know, the term, if you want to disparage someone, a leader, you know, you can call him Hitler, but nobody ever throws around Stalin's name, and he made, from a murderous standpoint, Stalin made Hitler look like a piker, didn't he?
Well, both Stalin and Mao, if we're talking about numbers, were far more murderous.
What was it? 40 million? Forty million? Did Stalin kill? Was it 20 or 40? I always forget the number.
Stalin is upwards of 40, and Mao has as many as 49 have been attributed.
Million.
To that.
These are millions.
Many
people,
by starvation, and we have to remember that Stalin did much of his damage, one of his worst acts preceded World War II. We think of this as something happening, you know, in the war and post-war. This preceded the war when he went into the Ukraine, and this is why the history of the Ukraine and Russia are so fraught. He went into Ukraine and literally starved to death millions of people.
And he did this over
Ukraine Holocaust.
Both of them did this over decades, folks. It was a regime. It was a process. It was a strategy that they had. This didn't happen over 4, 5, or 6, or 8 years. This happened over decades that they killed these people. We come back. I'm going to get Ken to bring it forward a little bit. Let's talk about the impact of this on the current state of affairs. 20 after, right back with Ken Davis. His new book is called Strong Man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.